The first coach on the teleconference is Rutgers head coach Chris Ash. Rutgers hosts Washington on Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on FS1. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Thanks for having me. Excited about our game against Washington this Friday. It's been a long training camp for us here at Rutgers. We're on our fifth week. It's a little bit longer than most schools. We don't start school till next Tuesday after our first game, so it's been a long training camp. Been a very productive training camp. Excited about our football team and the development of the players we have returning and the new players that we've brought in, and look forward to going out and playing Washington again like we did last season, but doing it here in our home stadium. So with that, I'll go ahead and open it for questions.
Thank you, Coach. We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Keith Sargent with NJ.com.
Hey, Chris. Good morning.
Hey, Keith.
I was wondering, place kicking competition between Andrew and David, has that been settled yet?
Yeah, we've decided that Andrew Hart will be our starting place kicker for the first game. Kind of wanted here late in training camp, and Andrew's new to our program coming from the University of Minnesota, and excited to have him be our kicker this year.
And then you probably saw, but Washington suspended one of their key players, an All-American linebacker. Does that change your approach as you get into the nitty-gritty of your game plan?
No, our focus is on us, not on Washington. Obviously, we know our opponent. We know what they do. They got a lot of great players. That team is not made by one player, and they'll have another great player in there if they have someone suspended. So, no, it doesn't change our approach or what we do.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah, next question is from line of Sam Hellman, scout.com.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Sam.
Hey, I guess following up on Andrew Hart, what did he show you to earn this job, and can you also address long snapper and what you've seen there?
Yeah, Andrew just was at the end of training camp here, really came on strong the last 2 weeks and became more consistent. You know, we have a competition every single day with our field goal team and our kickers specifically, and here the last 2 weeks he's won that competition, and you know, he's got great leg strength. He showed more consistent accuracy. He performed better under pressure that we put him on, and you know, after yesterday's practice and our last and final competition with those guys, he won it and earned the right to go out and be our starting place kicker. You mentioned long snapper. We'll have a true freshman, Billy Taylor, will be our long snapper, a short snapper and long snapper. Billy came in late to training camp. He was a late addition. He won the job, and with that, we will have completely different specialists than what we had last year. Long snapper, punter, kicker, kickoff guy. All different guys, but excited about Billy and what he's shown through camp so far.
Thank you.
Again, if you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question is from Christopher Heidelherb, FM Sports Radio.
Hey, Chris, how you doing?
I'm great.
Talk about Jake Browning. I know last year he became a very good quarterback, and for the Huskies. What do you guys have to do this week to stop him, moving the football down the field?
Well, to start, he is an outstanding quarterback. To me, he's a guy that should be in the preseason Heisman conversations. We got a chance to watch his film from his 2015 season as we got ready to open up against Washington. Last year, and he was a very good quarterback in 2015, and then to watch the progress that he made in 16 was just remarkable. He's an outstanding player and, the leader of that football team. He's very accurate. He makes great decisions. He's very elusive, obviously great command of the offense, throws an outstanding deep ball. For us to have success, we're going to have to put pressure on him. We're going to have to make him uncomfortable, get him off his spot, and we're going to have tight coverage and force him to make those really good throws in the coverage that usually he's able to make. But he is an outstanding quarterback, and it's going to be a big challenge for us.
And what did you like about training camp with you guys at fall camp? What did you like about your team, and did you see anything improving?
There's a lot that I like. There's not one thing in particular. I like the chemistry of our team. I like the work ethic of our team. I like the commitment of our team. I think we're a focused group of individuals. I think we're confident in each other. They're confident in our offense, defense, and special team schemes. They understand what it's going to take to go out and change the results from last year. Now, we have to go do that, but I really like where we're at after a good off-season, spring, summer, and a good training camp. And we're fairly healthy right now, too, which every coach wants at this time of year as you get ready to start the season.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for your time, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you. Take care.